change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, this is the Nonprofit Snapcast. I'm your host, Mickey Desai. Very happy today to be speaking with Madeline Ramey. Madeline, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Mickey? Good to hear from you.
Absolutely. I'm glad we get to do this. Madeline is the current co-executive director of EarthShare of Georgia, and you just shared with me that your last day there is next Thursday. Isn't that right?
That's right. I've actually been executive director for 15 years, but I've been part-time co-executive director with Jamie Buck Vance since January. My last day is September 30th.
Were you their first executive director?
No, I was actually not their first executive director. I started in 2006. Mm-hmm. The organization was founded back in 1992, and Alice Rolls, who's now the executive director of Georgia Organics, was actually the co-founder, and it was the Environmental Fund for Georgia. So we became DBA EarthShare Georgia back in 2001.
I see. So that's, a 15-year history with the organization?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a little more than 15 years now.
Okay. Yep. So in 15 years, you must have seen a lot of stuff change, not only within the organization, but within the Atlanta landscape on the whole.
Yeah, we're actually a statewide organization, independent 501c3, but definitely some significant changes. Probably the biggest change is that I think the organization was really started more as a grassroots organization to help environmental nonprofits grow and to help raise environmental awareness statewide. I would say today it's much more of a partnership, particularly with the business community. And we work very closely with a number of companies and help to raise environmental awareness, not only amongst their employees, but amongst people, their friends, their families, and really help really work to get people involved in the environment in various ways.
So there's a number of questions I think I want to ask. How did you make that transition from being grassroots to something that's not grassroots? And how did you succeed in making a community around that? Because it sounds like that's what you've done.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I wouldn't say I really changed it. I think we really went with the flow of the times. Back in 1992, when the organization was started, I was actually working at Chattahoochee Nature Center, one of our member groups. And I remember even experiencing a feeling like caring for the environment wasn't something that everybody thought about every day. It's hard to believe. I mean, Earth Day had been founded way back in 1970.
Right.
But there were still, you know, a lot of people who did not give to the environment. They gave to lots of other causes. But the purpose of the organization from the very beginning was to try to improve the landscape in the work environment, to try to get people to think about other choices besides United Way. And I think we always thought of United Way as really a partner, but frankly, their work has always been about giving to social causes. So, you know, it was a new thing to try to think about how employees could learn more about all the great environmental organizations that are working throughout Georgia and beyond. The movement was really a national movement that was going on. And so we just kind of picked up the pace. I have to say, though, Georgia, EarthShare Georgia, was very fortunate because of being in Atlanta and having so many companies based in Atlanta that we've always been a leader in the EarthShare network nationwide for corporate partnerships. And that started very early with Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola was really one of our first business partnerships and continues to be a business partner. But from there, it grew to Kaiser Permanente, Cox Enterprises, so many others. Today, Kaiser Permanente and Cox Enterprises actually boast the strongest private sector partnerships with EarthShare Georgia. They've not only engaged thousands of people in the environment through workplace giving, but they're also very generous in giving donations for operations to help us grow. But we've, you know, been able to just develop just incredible partnerships with many, many companies. I'm afraid if I start naming them, I'm going to forget somebody, but Right now, we have about 12 or 15 very strong partnerships through our corporate sustainer program, which provides year-round engagement opportunities for employees. And we continue to maintain those partnerships and add new partners every year.
Knowing a little bit of something about how the organization works, it's not, I mean, certainly a critical piece of it is bringing in those corporate entities and their people. But the other half of the equation is bringing in the nonprofit and their communities as well. Isn't that right?
Well, yes, it is. Our target audience is businesses because that's where the money comes from to help support our member groups.
I see.
And our member groups are the environmental organizations we raise money for. And we also promote their work year round. So that's very crucial. I think in our partnership with our nonprofits, we really play more of a role as a convener organization. I would say particularly during the pandemic, it's been really helpful for us to have regular online meetings with all of our member groups. At the very beginning of the pandemic, we'd have conversations about how do you reach your audience? What kinds of programs are you doing? How can we get people more engaged in nature? How can we get people just looking outside and appreciating trees and the birds and all of that when they can't really go very far? They can't take the risk of getting out in the community. That became a very creative challenge and frankly, one that our member groups and Earthshare Georgia addressed really well. And I think we were able to successfully offer a lot of great virtual programs. We would partner with one or two member groups each time so that we offered programs on birding. We offered programs on composting, air quality issues, water quality issues, land, agriculture, farming, healthy food, all those different topics that are part of our whole ecosystem. So I found it actually pretty exciting to be able to offer those. And for some reason, during the pandemic, our ability to bring people together in the Zoom format, you know, was a way for us to connect differently that actually had some really positive benefits, I think. I'm not saying we don't want to be face-to-face, but because we definitely do. But I think, you know, everyone's going into this hybrid model now. And I think that's kind of where we are as well. But it's had some good benefits. It's had some real benefits.
I think you're right. I think that's universal. If you're not adopting at least a hybrid model, you're going to be way, way behind the times. That is very true. You know, the nonprofit Snapcast, I try to gear our conversations as being full of tips and tricks for other nonprofit leaders, other nonprofit managers, directors, board members, whomever, right? What would you say is important for the environmental sector to be looking at from a nonprofit organizational perspective over, say, the next 5 to 10 years?
I'm a real believer in partnerships and partnerships that last. I think, you know, I'm launching a new company that is called Programs with Purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's all about trying to develop business partnerships that are meaningful. And I think, you know, we're moving away from the one-time sponsorship opportunities. I think that is a thing of the past. I think now everyone's realizing people are people. I mean, you may disagree sometimes with a particular company's platform totally, but you can find some way to connect with them. Hopefully they are doing some work in sustainability. If not, you can introduce that to them. And, you know, maybe you don't see an immediate match. Maybe they're not obviously connected to the environment, but maybe they care about people, or maybe they care about the arts, or maybe they care about children. You know, you can find some way to connect with them. There's always some common ground. And perhaps that's something that this pandemic has taught us as well. You find your common ground with somebody, start with one person at a time. So in terms of the next 5 or 10 years, I think Earthshare Georgia in particular is going to look at different ways that the organization can support its member groups and can support the environment. Everybody knows traditional workplace giving, which is why we were founded, has changed dramatically. I mean, yes. You know, we stopped having a lot of face-to-face campaign events several years ago. I mean, there's still some campaign events, but we've, you know, a lot of the companies we work with have done creative virtual events. But the other thing is that giving through your paycheck, which is the old United Way model, and certainly one we followed, is not going to be the only way. It's right. not going to be the only way to support environmental organizations. There's been for several years now, particularly with the maturation of the millennial generation, the interest in getting in volunteering and building team spirit through volunteering. That's so important. So we're looking at multiple ways to engage people through education, through volunteering, through giving. We're going to be looking at, you know, how corporations can give through their foundations and use Earthshare Georgia as a one-stop shop for environmental giving, which is what we are. We annually vet our member groups. We make it easy to give, but you know, you don't just have to give through your paycheck. You can just give as an individual on our website or sharega.org, you know, and you can choose who you want to give to. And then you can think about getting engaged with that particular member group, you know, through, I would, you know, highly recommend volunteering, because that always seems to be the way to, you know, when you're actually doing a project to make a difference. It's a great way to build team spirit. It's a great way to get more of an inside, internal understanding of how the organization works. So
volunteers are much more likely to become donors. And
exactly.
But I think you're right. The phrase that you stated, the phrase that you said that continues to stay with me is finding that common ground. And
yes,
whether or not you get to do it as a Georgian working with Earthshare Georgia or anywhere across the country to any other nonprofits that may be listening, that's the key to networking. And that's the key to finding those partnerships and making them work, is finding that common ground and having a conversation with those people about that common ground.
Absolutely.
But I think that's solid advice for any nonprofit these days. So Jamie Buck-Vance is going to be the executive director.
No, not necessarily. She is, we're hoping, just a little insight on the process. So Jamie is someone who I've known for many, many years. She's been on our board. She's been our board chair. She is one of the candidates for the executive director position. And because we're an equal opportunity employer and we have a board approved diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we felt very strongly that we needed to actually advertise the position.
I see. Do an actual search.
Yes. Yeah, so when I was selected, I mean, there was a search committee. There were, I think, like 15 candidates, and we've had quite a few people apply. I'm ex officio in the process, but I'm supporting the search committee. Jamie is one of the candidates, and you know, she is a very likely candidate, but there are others that will be interviewed to make sure it's the perfect fit.
Sure.
Yeah, she's been terrific though. She's, you know, been a great asset all the time to the organization and offers so much in her corporate background and her strength in communications and marketing in particular.
Exactly. Yeah. Certainly a dynamic and driven individual. I've only had,
oh, absolutely.
If memory serves, I've only had like one or two conversations with her, and she's just a fascinating individual. So,
oh, she is. Yeah. Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to work with her. So we just hope for the best for the organization. I know she does as well. So we'll know pretty soon how it's all going to turn out.
So I've got two questions for you before we turn on to programs with a purpose here. Why now, Madeline? Why after 15 years are you choosing to make this transition
for
yourself?
That's a good question. For one thing, I'm also an artist and started my career many, many years ago, actually in the museum field, and then kind of transitioned to the environmental field. I'm anxious to spend more time with my artwork. And so I have been doing quite a bit of that. I also felt probably 2 or 3 years ago that the organization needed some younger blood. I just felt like, you know, I'm very young at heart. My young spirited certainly will continue to work. But, you know, I'm a big believer in bringing in new blood, new change, and people with different perspectives. I think the organization nationwide, when you look at the whole Earthshare network, where we operate as a separate 501c3, but when you look at the whole Earthshare network, it's going through an evolution, you know, and it's going through the same things on a national level that, you know, they realize that Earthshare is a great connector between the business and environmental communities. That is really our niche. But how are we going to do that? Sometimes you need younger people and people from diverse backgrounds, I would say not just so much in age, but diversity, to look at it and say, well, how about this? We should try this. And you just get to a point where you feel like you need a little change. Earthshare is the organization I've been with longer than any other nonprofit. I've worked with about 7 nonprofits in my 40 plus year career. And I hope to still stay involved. I might volunteer, you know, be on the advisory council or help as a consultant in any way. So I just felt it was that time about 2 or 3 years ago. And so the pandemic kind of slowed things down, you know, and I agreed to stay on longer and actually wanted to stay on longer. So it's all worked out actually really well.
That's great. That's fantastic. I mean, you say 7 other nonprofits, but 15 years with EarthShare, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. 15 years with any organization these days is one thing to really be, and something to be really proud of, I think.
Thank you.
When the average length of stay for most executive directors these days is not very, not 15 years, but like 15 months, I've heard for some people in our industry, but that's just really amazing. And you've done phenomenal work. And I'm sure you're leaving them with a stellar legacy is what I'm trying to say.
Well, thank you very much, Mickey. Thank you.
So I know you mentioned this to me at the very beginning. You're doing your own consulting thing.
Yeah.
In conjunction with your daughter, something called
Programs with Purpose.
Programs with Purpose. Are you going to continue to focus on the environmental sector with this work?
No, not necessarily. It's a company really designed to help nonprofits do it almost exactly what I've been doing at EarthShare. So it doesn't have to be environmental organizations. I'm working with Kalmwald right now, Kalmwald Fine Arts Center. I'm working with different people who need help with their nonprofits. So the focus is business development for nonprofits and building partnerships that last, so that you can continue to have relationships, as I've already described. Mm-hmm. But we're also going to be doing things like helping people with strategic planning, helping people implement their diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. And my daughter, who's now 33, approached me about helping me with the company because she actually has very complementary skills. She's really incredible with IT, business development as well, but also more in a technical sort of behind the scenes back end way. She can help set up systems for nonprofits to make their lives easier on a day-to-day basis and streamline efficiencies. She's incredibly fast with developing websites and working with people on finance and that sort of thing. So we felt we'd be a good combination. Her name is Maya Wells. Yeah. So I've had a few clients already, but I'm hoping to grow the business and we'll see if I can actually help people in different areas. So it doesn't have to be the environment by any means.
Excellent. It's very exciting work too, to help other people figure out how to do the whole business development, corporate partnership thing. I think that's something that a lot of nonprofits, and I could be wrong about this, but I think it's something that a lot of nonprofits certainly need more help with and may not even know how to start that conversation with others.
Exactly. It really begins with a lot of evaluation of your current approach, your current business support, why companies that are already involved are involved, what do they care about? And then, you know, looking at companies that are a good match with your organization, it may go way beyond subject matter. It may go into different reasons why they want to get involved. And I think sometimes when you take a look at your nonprofit, you realize that, well, I thought we were an environmental nonprofit, but we actually do some art programs. We actually do, you know, touch on science, do a lot with kids. You know, we work with underserved audiences, all these things. So, you know, I think sometimes we forget how multifaceted we can be and that you can offer things to a lot of people.
Just amazing. And I wish you a ton of luck with that endeavor. If I can help you with anything, just say the word.
Thank you so much, Mickey.
So that's it. You've got a few more days as co-executive director of EarthShare, and then you're going to put your energy towards painting and doing the consulting work with your daughter and just living and enjoying life, I hope. Is there anything fun
Absolutely.
On the horizon in addition to the painting?
Well, you know, I'm a big animal lover. I have a house full of animals. I do some pet sitting on the side. I love to hike. I'm always out in nature, particularly in the cooler weather, hiking. Yeah. I do yoga, you know, so I have lots of friends and, you know, wonderful partner I do things with. So I lead a good life.
That's fantastic.
I'm pretty happy about it. And I hope to continue to be beneficial to the environmental community, to the community at large, and, you know, look forward to a great future.
My cat wants to know if you have any other cats at home.
I'm not going to. Well, yes, I do.
It just came up.
I'm not even going to tell you. I'm a big cat lover. Yeah, let's say that. I have a dog too, but I am a big cat lover. Yeah.
Madeline, thank you for taking the time to do this. I know you're very busy, especially with this exit plan that's about to start to happen for you. Again, I hope we can revisit and do some more nonprofit Snapcast recordings together. And in the meantime, I wish you all the success with your future. Thanks again for
being here. Thank you so much, Mickey. This has been great. I really appreciate you reaching out to me. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.